Und alles. The bottom of the set on Aleph, all the way till top of the Dalit on the Aleph. That's one section. So we're going to start there. And, we're going to try and do a little over an omelet a day, maybe an omelet a half a day. If you like that, you know what I mean, don't tell anyone. But just, otherwise, we won't finish it. So, Bernard. I'll stop us down.
This is the intermediate learning,
right?
Basically, that's really the beginning of the text.
No, we're having just our slots. We're just going over the Amazon we missed out. We were learning more Ian. So this whole now next section is like God. So we are we're trying to make up the parts, but after Shir, then we start from the beginning and do Chazak. So it's basic bekiyus this. No big questions, please. Kuf tes on dalif. That's a good question. You can ask that one. It's towards the end. Omar of Yitzchok. Omar of Yitzchok. 2 thirds down, about 12 lines up. Omar of Yitzchok. Right.
Which Yain is the first one?
The sugya which we had till here was about drinking wine for Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. So now it's going to be a sugya about Revis. On Revis, called Kasta de Marisa, there was a kli called Kasta de Marisa that was the Havabit Sipuri, that was in the place called Sipuri. The Havakimin Luga de Migdasa. That was like the Lug of the Beis Hamikdash. That was the volume of the Lug of the Beis Hamikdash of Bo Misarim Revi'is of Pesach. And they would work out the Revi'is that you need to have for priests of Pesach from that. And from how would you work out a Revi'is from a Kli that has a Luig? You divide it into four, because a Revi'is is a Revi'is of Luig. So maybe you can divide it into four cups. Anyone mind if I put on the air conditioner thing?
That would be great.
I didn't perform and I'd have exactly a reverse from that. Omer Yechon, Temnaisa Kedmaisa. The original Temnaisa, Temnaisa was a measure. The original measure, the Havah Bitzveri, and Tveri had a particular measure. And that original one, Havah Yisera Aldor River, was more than the present measure of Revis. Obama Sham Revis of Pesach, and that's how they would measure Revis the Pesach. They would fill up the original one, pour it into the present one, and whatever's left over is the Revis. Right, it's a bit like the American pint and the English pint, right?
The gallon.
The gallon? No, there's a
quart.
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't mean that. I mean, so I'm told that there's and the ounces, the English ounces, and the, how many ounces in a
8 ounces in a cup.
I think we have 10, I think.
16 ounces, maybe.
Loaded down, mixed up. But anyway, doesn't make a difference so much for the sugar. The point was there was an original one, there was an old-fashioned one, and there's a present one, which is bigger than that.
But wait, how do you get left over?
So you have a big one, the old one, big one, you pour it into the present one, the present one's smaller, so whatever's left over, and the older was exactly reverse.
The old one was reverse.
The old one was exactly reverse, more than the present one.
More than,
right? Right, right. Right. Alma Revchista. Alma Revchista. Revi'is Shel Toyo. And here gets a little bit technical. And this is why we didn't do it so much. Revi'is Shel Toyo. Revi'is Min HaToyo. The size of Revi'is is Etzbaim al Etzbaim. 2 fingers by 2 fingers. Which is 2 thumbs by 2 thumbs. Which in measurements is 4.8 by 4.8 centimeters. Beroim etzba'ayim v'chetzi etzba. By that's 2 by 2 by 2.5 and another 5th.
2.7.
Right. Ketanya.
2.5. A fifth of 2.5.
Oh, you're saying in centimeters? Yeah, in 2.7 fingers. 2 thumbs by 2 thumbs by 2.7 thumbs. That's the size of Rivius. You can go measure out how many thumbs. Okay? Okay, the time here gets a whole big balagan because there's two ways of measuring Rivius. You either do it by measuring your thumbs. Right, that means a container is 2 thumbs by 2 thumbs by 2.7 thumbs. That's the size of a Rivius. Or then you'll find that. Or a Rivius is a Beitzah is it's got 3 Beitzim is a Rivius. 3 Beitzim is a Rivius. If you measure 3 Beitzim, not 3 Beitzim, sorry, 1.5 Beitzim. 1.5 Beitzim. 1.5 Beitzim is a Rivius. 1.5 Beitzim is a Rivius. Now, those two measurements, they don't work. I mean, the Gemara gives 2 ways of working out. Either 1.5 Beitzim or 2 fingers, 2 fingers by 2.7 fingers. And they don't mix. They don't join. In fact, the one of 2 fingers, 2 fingers, or 2.7 is double the size of 1.5 Beitzim. So what do we do? So here comes this famous Tzlach, the famous Chazanish. He says, our eggs have shrunk. The body size is the same size that they is your eyes, that we never, our body size never changed. The same size what we were when the Mishnah was around, when Chazal were around. So what did change? It must be our eggs changed. Our eggs became short, smaller. And that's why the Chazanish says that we should have a kiss of a Kiddush Friday night, let's say, not Chazanish says, for every kiss, you should have 150 mil, which is equivalent to 2 by 2.7. And Reb Chaim Noe and others say no, it's good enough to have 87 mil. Some people say 75 mil, because that is equivalent to an egg. Standard size egg is 50 milliliters. So you know, that's how it comes. That's this big machlik is about what's the size of your kiddush cup. Based on the Gemara and Sakhim. The Sakhim fact, if you open any of the stuff, is here on the sugar. That's the right sugar. So, that's what he says. Revis, Shalter, Esbaiman, Esbaim, Rehim, Esbaim, Chetz, Yetz, Ochim, Shetz, Kedetanya. Now these writers now come to tell me, the halacha of shiurim for mikvah. Kedetanya, Merochas, the mayim is called the soy. You have to wash your in water, your whole body. Shalo yidova, chaytis, being besoy the mayim. You must. So from this pasuk, Merochas, the mayim is called the soy, we learn a whole bunch of halachas. Number one is, you have Merochas, the mayim, you have to make sure that shalo yidova, chaytis, being besoy the mayim. You mustn't have anything which is chaytis between you mustn't have chatzitza. Bamayim, so that's Verochas. Bamayim, what do we learn after the word Bamayim? Ba is written with a patach, which means in the water. What do you mean by Bamayim? The main mikveh has to be special water, which means mikveh water. You can't use tap water. It has to be special water. Es kol besoy. What do we learn from the words es kol besoy? You need mayim shekol gufoy oylevim. You need water that your whole body can fit in. How much water do you need to be yotzeh to dip in? Says the Gemara, Rekamahin, Amo al Amo Beroim Shoyz Amis. A person's volume, a person's height, width and height, is an Amo al Amo, say, like 60 centimeters or 60 centimeters, or 50 by 50, depending on your shirim. Beroim Shoyz Amis, 3 Amis high, 1 meter 50 tall. That's the size of a person. Three tastes are not true. But 1 meter 80, or not 1 meter 50, right? Everybody, or taller than 1 meter 50. This is 150 means without your heads. Three tastes, that people go with their heads to the mikvah. Right? You guys so yes, no problem, because you bend your head into the water and therefore you can fit into it. So yes. The water rises as you go in. So maybe 1 meter 50 does it. So this is by Purim we learned they had 10 amas tall was the 50 amas tall was the tree. And on that they hanged up the 10 stones of Hamor. And they made the cheshvin and the gemara there, and they gave each one of the 10 stones of Hamor 3 amas. So you see that 3 amas was enough for the size of a body. So it says, yeah, there they had the heads chopped off. They're already dead. They killed them already the day before the end and the next day. So they could fit them on a 10 on a 50 on a thing with the 10 and then the space of the bottom. So Mela, that's how we're going to fit into the mikvah. It's one, it's three on the stone with your head bent in, and therefore it's good. The Shiach HaChomim, why we learn this? We're learning this because of the Rebbeis. How do we get this? Shiach HaChomim, Shiach Mikvah Al Bo'im Sof. And the work, the Shiach of such a thing is 40 Sof. So now if you make a cheshvan of two fingers by 2 fingers by 2.7, based from 40 Sof, you'll find out that the Rebbeis of the lake. That means to make this longer span, so a long cheshvan. Both in the maths of the Ramban was quite complicated. Mm. We didn't have calculators, so here you've got a nice chart to work it all out. But if you make a cheshvan of one amon by one amon by 3 amos, gives you 40 saw, and 2 fingers by 2 fingers by 2.7 gives you a revius halik. That's the cheshvan.
And that's why it's 40 saw.
Right, right. So if you take divide down the mikra, 40 saw, how many lo are you going to saw? How many lo in one saw?
One saw.
Yeah. I thought it's 24. Am I right?
24
right? So if you make a cheshvan, he's got a very complicated work, it doesn't have math. So if you have 24 lo yigin asa, and we have 4 revis in the lo yigin, so 24 times 4 is
96.
Thank you.
24
times 4. 96. So you divide up the 40 saw by 96. That will give you one. So if you make a cheshvan in maths, 1 times 1 times 3. How much is that in hours?
40.
1 times 1 times 3 equals 40 saw. 3 cubic hours is 40 saw. And then you have to divide that by 96 will give you one of these, and also should give you the size of 2 fingers by 2 fingers by 2.7 fingers. Now how many fingers in an arm? 4 fingers in an arm. So if you put all that together, one set down and worked it all out, it's on the computer.
How many fingers in an arm?
Four fingers in a tefillin.
Tefillin.
24 fingers in an arm. So it makes it a bit easier with that. Okay, we'll leave that all to you to work out. Okay, Amma Rev Ashi Amali Rovin Bachinina. Sulchan Shel Mikdosh Shel Prokim Hava. The Sulchan of the Beit Mikdosh had to have been one made up of pieces. Now, who knows the size of the Sulchan of the Beit Mikdosh? What was that? It's 1 amah by 1.5 amahs. Right, 1 amah wide, 1.5 amahs long.
2 by 1.5 amahs.
1 by 2 by 1.5 it was? Okay. So 1 by 2 by 1.5. So he says, how could they have fitted that in if we said the mikvah is an amah by an amah by 3 amahs? How could they fit it in? How could you fit something which is bigger than 1 amah into a mikvah of 1 by 1 by 3? And he doesn't ask it that way. He says it was an amah wide. How can you get an amah wide into an amah wide? If you have a mikvah that's exactly an amah wide, how are you going to get it into a kli which is exactly amah wide? Won't fit in. So the Pesach says, forget about the amah by an amah. No, the amah won't fit in. The sulchan itself was bigger than an amah. Was like 1.5. That's Pesach's question. So the question of the Gemara was, amah b'amtech mitbila. How could they dip an amah into an amah? It wasn't my question. Dilma the yam shel shlima of a matzvile. They would dip the sulchan, be mitzvah the sulchan, not in the standard mikvah, an amah and amah by shorish amahs. It's like a mikvah of a vim, a tiny mikvah. No, they wouldn't have that. They would have the yam shel shlima. Shlima Melech made a massive basin, and in that, how many mikvahs were there? Lost in a second, massive. So they would dip the sulchan in that one. The tani b'chira yam shel shlima matzik. mea b'chamishim mikveh tarim. It had, was the size of 150 mikvehs. So you times that with 40 star, you get an idea how big it is.
Where was it? This count
in Bitmingos. Count the same.
600
in Bitmingos. Come on, one of the.
Is it like a basin, a wash basin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a mikvah?
Yeah, it's a mikvah.
150 times 40.
6,000. 6,000 saw. That's a lot of water. Right. So that's how he was doing. He made this thing. It was 10 amas wide and 30 amas circumference. That's the big questions they ask. That's the Sidon Shmuel. Shlomo HaMelech made a yam shlomo 10 amas wide, 30 amas circumference. What's the cost on that?
Did they make the math up on that?
No, it was round. So the circle, 10 amas wide, diameter of 10, circumference of 30. What's the cost on that? Who knows a bit of
the diameter is 2 pi r, and the radius is 5.
2 pi r
is 0.14.
No. Pi d is the circumference. Remember that?
Yeah. Pi r
d. Pi d is the circumference. No, that's the area. Pi r is the area. Pi d is the circumference. Right. It should have been bigger. It should be 3.14. Should have been 31.4 amas wide. That's the circumference. Right. And you have to say this is clearly the circumference. From here you see the Gemara says whenever the Gemara works out about circles and things, always says times by 3. As far as halacha, as far as the Torah is concerned, when, although actual physical things, this pi is 3.14, as far as the Torah is concerned, we view pi as 3, not 3.14. And all that goes with it. So later,
the
Sukkot is not, the Sukkot is just 3. That's where it is. So, okay, so later, that's how they would dip it. There's much more space, it would dip it in there, that would be a mikvah. Very good. And, I'm going to be hand you 10 more items. This is not going to be much. Okay, let's go over some Rashbam together, and the long Rashbam I'm going to have to leave you to do it. If you want to, it's a very complicated. Yeah, it can do it, but it's just not for now. Says the Rashbam. Let's go over the Rashbam that we missed. Do Kitta the Meraita. It's about 15 lines up, something like that, from the bottom of the Amud. Kitta Meraita, Shkerach Mazen. It's good. It is. To a certain size of volume that they sell merais. Merais is some type of dish. Or bal mishar nevis of Pesach. That's how they would measure the revis of Pesach. Shemalim oisol. Shemachal ken yisrael avakrisis. They would set it up. This midah. Divide that by 4. And that would be avakrisis. Right? The loik, every loik is 4 revis. The nifah is midah vaino tumun. The measure. The old Tamisa was bigger than his day, although it was bigger, larger than the present Tamisa, and that's how they would work out the Visa. Vom Hashem Visa Pesach, Shememali Noisa, they fill it up, Omarin Yisei Chesu Shalashov, and pour into the present day one, Achri Meleo, until it was full, but Mayim Hanishon Mitzumnisa. Whatever was left over in the Tumnisa, that was the size of Revis. Revis Shalterga and Revis Yanisham Nozim. Whenever the Torah talks about Revis, now Revis in the Torah cannot be regarding Korban, regarding Avakrisis, because that's in the Drabon. Revis also can't be on Kiddush by night, because in the Torah you don't need any Yain, it only is in Drabon. So where is there Dini? You need a Revis in the Torah, where? So going to Revis, Yain shall not be Allah from Mishmishina, Revis, Tamar, Bo, Mishnei, Mishnei. The first one was, the Torah says that they're not there to bring a Revis of wine. The Torah doesn't say if it's Allah from Mishmishina. Another one is, that if a person dies, a revis that comes out from him is metame the oil. And not only from one person, also from two people, the same thing, knocking on the crop. we're going to read Shemen Rukiki Nozi. Yes. We're going to read Yain Shal Nozi. For example, the reveals of a Yain that the Nozi needs to bring Halacha Meshim Sina, which is a Halacha Meshim Sina. Or reveals Dam, Abomish Neimethim. A reveals of blood that comes out of two dead corpses gets put together is Mitame Toyam. The Nafkelon Mikro, we learn that out from a Pasuk. Of the Gain, Revis Shemen, the Rekike Nozim. A Revis of oil for the Rekike Nozim. So the Nozim has to bring a Mincha, and he would have to bring a Revis of Shemen. The Ink of the Yad of Nomi Kroi, some people learn now from Sukkim and Menachas. The Menachas and Menachas. Or Midas Chalal HaKli, the middle of the volume of this Kli, Berivua, if you would square it off, would be having the Aymoyach, would be two fingers long, by two fingers wide, on the height of 2.5 fingers and an additional fifth of a finger. From an Olam, how do we know that? We learn that from the Mikra. Because the Tani Berachah, the Bamayim is called the Sorry. The Bamayim means Bimei Mikra. The Mayim HaMiuchodim, special water, Shenikvu Mitchilo, they gathered originally Me'atzmon on their own, not somebody brought them. It lo yichsev Bamayim, since it didn't say in the Mayim, but rather Ba. Bamayim means in the, in the. So it's coming to exclude Shu'ubim, the Ozil Hashto, Almighty the Tovah. The Ozil Hashto, somebody goes now, Almighty, and brings it, the Tovah, and dips in it. That's no good. It has to be special water that gathers on their own. Kol Bisari, Melechse Bisari. Why is it Kol Bisari? Matrasha Kol Gufa Ulben. You need the whole body to be able to dip straight away in one. Sheinere Elo Kulo. His body is not visible, and the kulim mechuzven is completely covered by the water. That means when you do a gola, like gola skin, you don't need to dip the whole kli at one time into the hot water. But when you dip your body into it, you need to have your whole body covered by water.
Or tefillah kedem.
Tefillah kedem as well, right? Right. And this is a shir, meaning even if you're smaller, a dwarf, even the person is a dwarf and he dips in, you still need to have the size of 2x2, of 1x1x3 amis, because that's the share of a standard person, and that's the Torah's Kaveh for the share. Because the next Rashbam is a long Cheshbon Rashbam. Those that want to use this should use the article. Those that want to learn it, Bakasha. It's very complicated, because what he does is he takes the fingers and chops them all up into pieces, and that's how he works out, because they don't have calculators. But I did it by calculation, and it works out. So Mela, we have to have him on the Sakhalim on this one. Shulchan Shel Migdash, we're missing out the Ashbam. Shulchan Shel Migdash, Shulchan Shel Zov. You see where it is? It's in the second Ashbam on the page. Shulchan Shel Zov, Shalsa Moshe, the golden Shulchan, the Moshe Rabbeinu did, the Sibbe, Amasayim Okoi, too long, Amarokboi, the Amor Vachaytzi Kremoste, 1.5 high. Mela, that's what they ask. Why is a man Amor? How can it fit into an Amor? Your mother from this, it's 1x2x1.5, so how do you fit 1x2x1.5 in a mikvah 1x1x3?
That's
a table,
sure.
Yeah, it's a
table. Why?
First of all the kelim of the Beis Mikdash from the table the first time, before to be makdish then. And besides that, if they became Tommy, they'd have to do again. But anyway, the first one they anyway had to. Tzitzit says they took off the legs. The legs could come off. Where was that? The legs of the Shulchan were not fixed. You could dismantle it. You take off the legs of the Shulchan, so now what's left? One armor by two armors. The legs are one armor. So one armor by two armors. So one armor by two armors can fit into a mikveh of 1x1x3.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the problem is, one doesn't fit into one. If you have something exactly one, then when we moved into our apartment, we told the Kablan, a dishwasher is 80 centimeters high. So make sure the size is high enough.
Okay.
And he did it, 80 centimeters. So it was then. So I'm by. They sorted that out. Probably of cobwebs or something. But that's the material. You can't fit an 80 into an 80, right? So else you can't fit in your armor into an armor. That's the cash of the Gemara. So which Gemara says you're right. We didn't dip into the standard mikvah of armor by three, rather into Shlema Melech's one. Because so the Gemara says that must be, sorry, the Gemara says that must be the Shulchan was made of brokim. Must have been it was made of you could dismantle it. This 1x2 is really 1.5x1 maybe. So he says 1.5x1.5. No, I don't know, it's be 1.5x1.5. Because otherwise how are you gonna fit in? So broken off is fine. You could divide its width by two. The legs were not properly connected with the falcon. And you could dismantle them. As if you think he's looking at it, that it was all fixed. That you can't divide the width of the sulcan. How could they tovel it? Since the width is an amon, how could you tovel that width? The kli is from amon amon. In a kli, there is an amon amon. The mikvah or Yusham Azor. There was a mikvah in Azor, the Isabusir Yuma, like it says in Mesechus Yuma. There was a mikvah in Azor, there was a mikvah.
It is angry, it's not the thing that the Amorite put it this way, and it's pretty.
Yes, the legs we definitely have to take off anyway, right, because of one half. Yes, that's his dark, put on and die. Take off the legs, anyway, you have to take off the legs. But it happens there, you have to work out, because it had a height a bit to it as well. It means it had a crown around the sofa. So if you're going to start fiddling around with the diamond, you have to make sure it fits in. It's a very good question about us. In Amim, so they would dip it in the mikveh. Then says the Rashbam, maybe there's another type of mikveh. You notice that there was an amor, amas hamayim.
And then he's talking about the refraction. It also says off that question, but they got that answer, I think, based on the nest.
Oh, the Elizabeth. Okay, the crown that was around it. Yeah, very good. In Amim, maybe it wasn't a mikveh there, but there was something else. But amas hamayim shebezor. There was a stream that went through the azor. Amas hamayim. Anyone can guess why it's called Amas Hamayim? It's an Amma White. The stream is called an Amma White. It's an Amma White. So Shabbat Matbilim Kli Yisharis in it. It's a table Kli Yisharis that became Tomei in it. Place of Rechava Amma. It was wide and Amma. Shakabal Shin Kach Nikas Amma. That's why it's called an Amma. Because it's done, like it says in the Gemara Yomo, Eilu Ve'eilu Misarvim Ba'amma. This is referring to the Nitzoch Hamayim, Ba'adam. It would do it through the Mizbeach, and then it would join up into the Amo, into the stream, into the Azor, and then go out to the Ganonim, to the gardeners who would make use of it. The first shot that was actually a mikvah, that was Rabbeinu Yaakov. Rabbeinu Yaakov said it. With the Omer of Ashi, the Mil Segabi mikvah. We're talking about here mikvah, so it's not established, changed to a stream. Therefore, we're referring to a mikvah. Hashulchan Mekabel Tuma, Hashulchan is Mekabel Tuma, Gedal Minon. The Chememitas, like we learned to Chagiga, Dome Shlokish, Maidech Siv Hashulchan Atoy, says in the Pasuk, Hashulchan Atoy, Mechlal Shu Tomei. From here you see that it could become Tomei. If it became Tomei, how would they table it? To which we answer the table there in the Amshul Shleim, which is Machzik Mea Chamishim Mikvetayo, Himsechus Evin, Mefarash Menolon. They work out how do you know that. Mechesman is, again, if you make the measurements, you'll find it was 10 amas by 30 amas, work out the area of that, you'll see it comes to.
Where was that?
In Nazon. Shlema Melech Milis. Right.
Above ground?
Above ground, yeah. 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 It's like a massive swimming pool. So, okay, that was that. Now starts the real Agadza. This next part of Agadza from here until over here is talking about zugos. Zugos means that having two things, drinking two cups, eating two plates of food, right? And there seems to have been a Gemara that zugos is dangerous. It's dangerous to have zugos. Why is it dangerous to have zugos now? Because the subject of kishrus and zugos is extremely complicated and long. But let's read to you Marshal. Marshal, very interesting. Marshal says, I'll say about time, I'm not going to read inside. Marshal says that zugos represents shneis. Shneis means as if there's not only the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's something else as well running the world. And yochid, one, or odd numbers, represent, no, there's only one curve in the world, that's Hashem. So zugos are dangerous. He says, if you look through the week, you'll see, interesting, he says, on the second day, when Hashem created the world, does Hashem say kitoif?
No.
Why? The second day, two is bad. Ke'elu is another curse. There's also what was created on the second day? Gehenna. Gehenna was created the second day. If you go through the whole week, every day of the week, thousand, even number wasn't good. Number two, we said that's a spit. Number two is the worst. The number four, what happened on the fourth day? The moon lost its curse. On the sixth day, Adam Rishon was made chayt on the sixth day. So you see, always the even numbers are problematic, and that's why Chazal don't want us to have zugos, because zugos are represent this idea of two as opposed to one.
Something else I heard, like when a shade comes up, it's just here, you and me. No, it's you, me, and Hashem.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, so you did.
And then you had one more, he's like, who's here? Two for you, two for me. No, and Hashem.
Hashem, very good. What do you mean? It's husband and wife is two. And it's true. We have two hands, we have two eyes, we have. And all our body is made up of two, so it is made up of two. So those of you that want to be Ma'ayan in this point, ask one, I think, in the Hebrew one. I don't know about the English one. I looked in the Hebrew one. Long arichas, that the whole idea of zugos. The Maisa, in the body, we have conflicting things of it. Now that on one hand we have these two things, that we have only one mouth, one nose, two nostrils, but our avodah is to make sure that the one overcomes the two. Yeah, that
mentioned the two goats, Hashem
Azazel. Yeah, I don't know if they just speak about it.
What?
I don't know if they speak about it. So the second thing, we're doing this Bekiah thing, so we're going to read it through, and anything we come along as we go along, Bakashah. Exactly where we were. Let's carry on. Heichi Misakni. So they said you have to have four cases. So what's the big case? Four is even. Huh? Dangerous. Heichi Misakni Abonon Midi. How could the Abonon institute something that will cause us to have Sakono? For Tanya, it says in the Braisa, a person shouldn't have cups in bouts of two. Shouldn't eat two, shouldn't drink two. He shouldn't wipe himself two. He should always do odd. But he asked that of shouldn't be mishamish his wife twice in one together. Amr Nachman on my call. If Nachman answers that, how could Chazal make such a takana? Nachman says, I'm a call. The Pasuk says, Leil Shemuim. That tonight is a Leil Shemuim. What's the Pasuk say? Leil Shemuim Hashem. How's the Pasuk carry on? You have it there. Because you read that to us. Leil Shemuim here. There's some on the side there. No, you have the Tzukim.
Leil Shemuim. Well, yeah. Hashem will help see some.
Shimurim v'chol b'nei Yisrael. Tonight is a night which is protected for all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore we've got no worries about Kisuf or Seidim. Leil HaMashulam HaBamen HaMazikim, it's a night which is well protected from Mazikim. So that's the first day. Taka Chazal says drink four. What about the Kisuf? What about the Mazikim? First night, okay. Next, Rav Alma, Kresa, another test. Rav Alma, Kresa, Bracha, Mitzvah, Ritzivah, Meina, Mitzvah, Ritzivah. That Kresa, Bracha, Bechasa, Chosim, which is Kresa, Bracha, can join together for the good, but never joins together for the bad. So Meila, what do we have here? We don't have four cups. We have three and one. Because the one, that third one, that the Kresa, Bracha, and Bechasa, Chosim, doesn't join to make it four. We don't drink that. Ravin Alma Albas, it doesn't, yeah. Ravin Alma Albal Kossi Tikkun Albon on their case. The Chazal and Mesakin, it's true Chazal and Mesakin, four Kaisais their case. It does sound like it's number four. One second, I'll see. But Kol Chad Vachad Mitzvah Ba'ampe Nafsuru. Really, they're four individual cups. It's not really four cups, it's one plus one plus one plus one. And may that there's no look at it. Yeah, yes. Did we learn the Zaman of five cups? Oh, they could have a fifth cup.
Yeah.
We said you could be
very poor and you have to go.
Right, the mission says none of it. You don't need four cups, right? But it's still an hour piece. And then we'll have to check it out.
Do you have to cut on that? So it has to be where
the machine is. And then we said about you could have a fifth cup. Because, okay, and listen, if y'all think of the R, I'm going to have to look at one up, okay? We write this one down. That, just to Chazal, to finance this old six gun, I can't remember now. So, okay, I'll talk to you later. Next. So this is the Rashbam, Mimis Sakni, third line up in the bottom. Mimis Sakni, Arba Krishis. Could they be Mitsakni for cups? Shin Zugois! In Zugois, those who are in the Sakana, the Hossi Behuli Dei Sakana, will come with them to Sakana. The Philip the Mandomani come on, even according to Mandomani later on. The Arba Imba Mishim Zugois, and the four Kaitais with a four. We're going to see soon that four, there's a Shittu says, that four, there's no problem. Only two, but there still is because of Kshafim. In Kshafim, Mir Hashinam, there's two things. One thing, Zugois, which the Mazikim have a Kerach to attack you, and that is Machlekes. If it's only by two, or maybe by four, or maybe by six, or maybe by eight, there's different opinions. But Kshafim, the definite is. That means if a woman who deals with witchcraft, maybe Dafka women, but it was women used to do it, she deals with witchcraft, and they see that you drink four cups, they could get hold and make you into something.
Could not or could?
They could. If you have four cups in that bowl, even if you have six or eight or 12 or 14, they could cause you tzaras. So how could the Chazal be mistaken to have four cups? They could cause you tzaras by the name Kisufim. Meaning Shopim Mir Chashin, we are concerned with Shopim, the Kamon Bishmai Tenet in the Sugar. That's going to be tough confused. We said Trey, Hakadim Misakan Trey, Zugoit, Trey is Zugoit, Trey is Zugoit, and Muadin Abba is also Zugoit. So you shouldn't do it. So he said you shouldn't have Shok of his Tashmash. Rav Amar Kresha Bechel Mother, this was the second head. So Kresha Bechel Mother, she's Shlishi, the Ra in the Mitzvah. It doesn't join together to make it into the fourth one into Zugoit. Lash and Zugoit is the kind of to make up the Zugos in Shays Ruviachov. If you drink the fourth one after it, it's not counted if I drank four, but it does help to say that you didn't drink two. Chiyagam Amina Kamon Vishmerecho, something we're going to see soon. Vishmerecho Lero Bein Mitzvah. So we'll see that in the Gemara. Learns it from a fossil. Mitzvah Ba'apei Nafshehu. This is the last verse of the Gemara. Who said it? Ravina. Each one's a separate mitzvah, and therefore a mitzvah in there. How am I buying? It's a little bit more than a month. the top line. The yad v'tzorchel shev. That's the Gemara. You shouldn't do tashmish twice. Say the Gemara, what am I? Nimlachu. President of tashmish, he does tashmish once, and then does again. But he changes his mind. It wasn't that he planned to do it twice. Says Rashi, the tashmish, the Rashbam, I mean, nimlachu, the tashmish rishon gomer bi'osai. He already finished it, or bodlo tarvosa, and he finished his taiva, his desire to do tashmish. And now he's doing it again. So what's the answer? Back to the Gemara. Amabai, second line. Amabai, hachi koma. This is what I mean. Hachi koma. Le yoichel tre, a person shouldn't have two dishes, be yeast the tre, or drink two cups of whatever. Le yachet sochav afilu pam acha. After doing, eating two cups, or after drinking, eating two plates dishes, or drinking two cups, he shouldn't do tashrish bechal. Still not cholish a mitzvah, perhaps, by eating zugos, and then doing tashmish, you'll be so weak that you will suffer from that. Let's see, Hashem, third line now. Hach yama, Hashem. Hach yama.
No, excuse
me. Hach yama. La yechel tzei, v'yaset tzokho v'achil v'amacha. You shouldn't do tashmish even once after eating zugos. Kolema, adam shechel zugos, ocha zugos. The person that did eat zugos, yizai v'atzmai, you should be very careful, so that yishamash mitzotzei achichin, not to tashmish of that ad man ruva. So a long time after that, till mecholish machmas tashmish, perhaps will become weak due to the tashmish. Ha'idi to be zugos. Koi, since he's already just had zugos, mitzah mazli, his muzzle will be weak, affected, badly affected. Tana abana, four lines down in the Gemara. Tana abana, sheita kiflaim. Some of you drink doubles. Tomei bereishai. He will be, is, you know, responsible for his own death. Tomei b'yudah imasai, when is that? His man shereira penei hashuk. If he didn't see the street, he didn't go out, or even to look out. Avirah penei hashuk, if he looked out, or should be, that means if you have two cups, and then you look out, you go out in the street, you're okay.
So you have to look in the street?
No. Rashbam says yes, but Rashbam says yes, but I saw bore down that even afterwards it would also be good. Rashbam says like you're saying, so okay, well now Rashbam. Some people say we open the door for Shvich HaMoshko because of this. So it should be in between the two sets of cups, it should be looking out. But Rashbam says like you're saying, so we're not doing Rashbam. Toma Bereshe says Rashbam, or Keflaim, sorry Rashbam, you have to keep your finger on the Rashbam while we learn this. Keflaim Kimoi Zugos. Toma Bereshe, Avoy Misofe. He's committed suicide. The family dies, the sin of his death. Al Roshe Mutal is on his head. Shehi, Shehu, Mamet Atoi. It's as if he killed himself. So he says, with Masha Yopne Yashuk being Chris to Chris, like Yossi said, between each cup, that's when it is okay. Veloy.
Is there a shot here?
Yeah, there is. It's a break. It's a break.
Well, if it's one cup and then another cup. Take a snack. Walk around.
Why is going out a break?
Why is looking at the street?
Well, going out is if a break. We know in Allah it's considered a break, but I think it's still not on itself, so that's one. I don't know why I saw it. Taking a break, going out, the muscles are called a hespik for suda and things like that. If you're eating, you go out, and you're making your bracha. It's called hespik adas. So, leaving a room is that, fella. Yeah. It's an expression, but, yeah. Amar Rashi, Chazina Leyev Chanina Babevoi. I saw Hanani Barbevoi. The awful kosa, the cool kosa, after every cup of a nofik, the chodi, a pei shuka. He would go out and see a pei shuka, the face, I mean, you would see the shuk. Beloyamon, that what we said, there's a problem. Ella, let's say, l'derech. That's somebody who's going on his journey. That's when it's a problem. That means if you plan to go on a journey and you had your nixon in zugos, then you're stuck. But other than basically, if you plan to stay indoors the whole time, loy, then you can drink to your heart's content. So this I got a bit stuck. Because if so, what's the problem with our creatures?
I was talking about New York Times that they saw actually you can't look at the shul from your house.
You can't what?
Well, looking at the shul from your house is not the shul.
No. Look at Rashi. Rashbam says, "Lo yomon demar lizugis ela lotzis tederach." If you want to go out on a journey, it's a problem. Now, but not in bebeisoi. If you're staying at home, less on board, doesn't matter. You're okay. If you stay at home, you're okay. There's no risk involved. So the question was, if so, then what's the problem? Avakeis is not going anywhere. So next time the Gemara, I think, answers that. Amrim zeya. Delishan. If you go to sleep, that's Kolotzis Adel Tommy, that's like going on a journey. So Mela, after Avakesis, that's what we do. So therefore, there's a problem of Sakana. And so which the answer to the Gemara was? Yes,
Yossi. If possible for me, Rashbam, to take the door, Amman, what we just said with regard to seeing the face of the shuk, don't think that if you have a nice view from your window, you can go out and look. If I need to make two goes and then assist the village, you really have to go out of your house. But I'm hoping it's so, but if you stand in your house looking at the shuk, late time, but that's not going to help.
No. Omar Papa, we'll do another two lines and we have to stop here. Omar Papa, velocity is a kisse, kilos is a derech tomi. If somebody goes to the bathroom, let's try going on a journey. They come up with base, say, loy, in your own house, there's no problem. But Rava Moni Kishuri, when Rava would drink his cups of wine, he would drink and he would look at the beans. Can you see here? This is one, this is second, this is third. So if he's drinking, he's never holding in that one. Hold it, I'll quickly have a third one. He would always look at the beans to know where he's holding, to know whether he has to have another one, even though he was staying indoors. So what was the problem? Right? Rava Moni Kishuri, he would count the beans. Abaya, and Abaya Kishosi Chadkos, when he would drink one cup, Mankit Le Ime, his mother, it's not really his mother, but he had an adopted mother. So his mother would bring him three Kosi Badi the Treyodi. He'd bring him two cups. When he would drink one, his mother would bring him another two. So that he would always be drinking three. And the Nachma Yitzchok Yavashosi Trei Kosi, when he would drink two cups, Mankit Long Le Shame, his Shamish would bring him one. Chatzkos would always hold one cup to give him another one, so he still had a third one. And if he would have had one cup, Chatzkos, if he would have had one cup, Mankit Lo Trei Kosi Bitreyodi, he would bring him, hold for him two cups in two hands. So you see that even if you're staying indoors, there's a problem of Sakana. So it's like my answer that Adam Chosov Shani, somebody's an Adam Chosov, there's more of a risk factor, and therefore an Adam Chosov would have had to be, if you can want to get hold of them easier. Even indoors, even though they're not going anywhere, would have to be marked not to drink two zubis. Sadr Ashbam. Monik Shuri, because Shasha is there, when you were drinking his cup, Mistakel Bakurizu, you look at one bean. Shasha is the Shani, Mistakel Bashetzba. When you drink the second cup, you would look at the second one. The Fi Cheshvan Akoyos, and according to the numbers of the bean, Yizai Bezugresh, you would be careful not to have even numbers. Whole time for families again. Rav always did this. Other people say no to that, even if he's not going on the journey. Abai Kevashosi Chad Koso. When Abai would drink one cup, min kitol la imi three kosi. His mother would bring him two more cups. Davalut losa. It might be three. Lekach, mezamin leisim biyachad. And she would always make them all forget to be together. So yovah adovo, they shichos, they shouldn't forget for yamid bezugis and end up eating or drinking zugis.
Because he might, if he drinks one, he might forget and drink a second one.
Right.
Problem.
Right.
So she brought him two.
She brought two at one go.
But based on the explanation that we said on Kashmish, if you had in mind to drink one cup and then you're nimla, that's not a problem.
He's not Nimnach, he's just...
He had one cup and he said, oh, I'll have another.
Nimnach, Rashbam said, and Botla Savosai. He's finished, he's got no time to do more. right? And then, but if I eat drinking, I'm drinking as long as I'm thirsty. Not like, wow, that's it, I don't need to drink more. Yeah, give me a drosha. I'm drinking now. I'll drink soon. Shadis, when it ends. It could be it'll end off on a Zogish, which is a Baya. Adam Choshev Shani, the Mosfi Shadim Nafshayo. Sorry, Mr. Rashbam. Abaya, yeah, this is now historical. Rashbam Abaya, he brought the Imoy when his mother became pregnant, made Ovid, his father died. Yildot Imoy, when his mother gave birth to him, made the Imoy, his mother died. So he was an orphan, birth of father. Adam Abaya Omri Aim. So what Abaya saying? We find Gemara, he said, Omri Aim. Hai. Malbinose Havai, the one that brought him up. Shaitz is adopted mother. Adam Choshev Shani, the Mossi Shadim of Shail Azuki, they're desperate to damage these Adam Choshevs, and therefore they're going to go out of the way to do it. So, that's for today. Be'erach HaBlat. Let's try and get through it over the course of the week. And you brought up